Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School.
Mrs. Yearman, in your 50 years of teaching experiences, what do you see as the biggest contrast in children's reading and writing abilities? What do you think are the causes, and what simple activities do you suggest that parents can do to foster a love for knowledge and writing?
This is a great question, and one that I've certainly heard discussed throughout all of my years of teaching. Every few years, a new theory will arise, or a publisher will promote a new product that promises to have the solution to this question. And yet the questioning continues. I do believe that by incorporating direct, explicit instruction in the development of all language arts skills, and by providing more opportunity for students to read a wide variety of literature, including those time-honored award winners and classics, we will begin to build back the foundation that has seemed shaky over the past couple of decades. Then, if we integrate writing into all curricula areas, I truly believe we will begin to turn the page on this dilemma. It's a strategy I personally have had success with over the years. But educational models aside, if we look at how our own children have learned from early infancy, the constant components were the emotional, visual, auditory, and tactile stimulation provided by their families. Under this umbrella, as the children grew, so did their curiosity and skills development. All because of you, their families. Our influence upon our children must never be doubted. Interestingly enough, I believe that further clarity can be found during this time we have been in quarantine. We have now been forced to slow down the pace at which most of us live our lives. And during the time many of us would be busy running to take our children to various extracurricular activities, we now have time to sit down and have family meals together, read stories together, play games, take walks, bike rides. All of these simple activities are the very things that provide the backdrop for conversation with one another and encourage language development and a love for those very things our families have communicated to us. Take this one step further. Maybe buy your child a journal in which they are free to write and express their thoughts each day. I guess the trick is to look within our daily routines to find opportunities to encourage reading and writing for our children and ourselves. As society continues to open up during this pandemic, perhaps we can consider a weekly trip to the library where our children can spend time browsing through the stacks of books where they might become intrigued with authors and topics they've never experienced before. Those are some of my fondest childhood memories.
Do stay tuned to Decoding Education to hear about executive function skills while raising your child and what are the skills that are important for you to foster.